And we're back. This is Lee from Huntsville in for Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right. And I have got a caller on the line about the library issue. And Rachel, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey. So I know that you've been involved in library battles, as it were, and you've got some experience in this. Talk to me a little bit about what you see going on here and how it might reflect some of the other fights you've been in previously.
Yeah, so I moved here from Missouri, from St. Charles, Missouri, where my battle with the library started with me taking my four-year-old son to the children's section of the library, only to discover that there was a drag queen running the children's section, not just doing drag queen story hour, but running the children's section. And so that exploded into finding pornographic books in the nonfiction section and also in the children's section. So I've been in this library battle for about, I would say, it's been a good year. So, but I see the same trends come here. Everything is exactly the same. So it's just, it's like, what is the saying? We're on the same train. Alabama's just a few cars back, so.
Yikes. So maybe you got some advice on how we avoid the pitfalls?
Yeah, the biggest thing is you want to be on the offense all the time. It's hard being defense. Now, I'm going to let you know, and I'm going to warn everybody here in Northern Alabama, I call them the opposition. They are very aggressive, and they are very nasty individuals. They will do everything that they want to try to sexualize children. And people like me, mamas like me, are like, no, we're not going to allow you to do that. My biggest piece of advice is just don't back down. Mm-hmm. Don't let them intimidate you. Don't let them, they're going to threaten you and say, oh, we're going to talk to you, or we're going to say all these nasty things about you on social media. Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh, boo hoo. Like, I care. Don't care. That's mm-hmm. the biggest thing. We have to stand up for our kids. And that's the biggest thing. I mean, you don't want your kids to, end up going down this road and they're like, well, mom, why didn't you do something? And be like, well, honey, they were going to say something mean about me on Twitter. Well, that's not good enough. So parents, we need to step it up. Mm-hmm. So,
what do you see coming up with Huntsville Madison County Library? I know they've proposed some policy changes. I was just talking about, they're proposing changes, as far as, basically saying something along the lines of, we know that what the books we're purchasing and the material we're purchasing could be objectionable or seen as amoral, but essentially we don't care. And that they're just going to, that they're not going to allow them to be moved for any reason or something like that, or without, great objection. I'm not really 100% sure. What do you see happening there?
Well, what happens is anytime you allow any kind of thing to slip in, mm-hmm. On the left, it's always just kind of like a gateway, it's a gateway drug. It's like, oh, this one book, Heather Has Two Mommies. Oh, it's not sexually explicit or anything, but we'll put that in there. And then it graduates to another type of book, and then another type of book, to where what we saw in St. Charles, Missouri, we had full-on gay porn picture books. I mean, photographs, not even pictures, like actual photographs in our library. That's how bad it got. So once you start, it doesn't end, folks. You have to nip it in the bud now. It's time to get loud. It's time to get heard. If this is something you've never been involved in politics or anything, this is a great opportunity for you to start speaking up. Speak up at the library board meeting. Go talk to your city council. Go talk to the county commissioners. Anybody who appoints the library board mm-hmm. and everything. That's the other thing, too, that people don't realize is libraries pretty much, they run as autocracies. So these liberals, basically, they infiltrate the library system and they run it, as liberal as possible, even if it's in a conservative county and receiving conservative taxpayer dollars. Right. So basically what's happening is they're holding our taxpayer dollars hostage mm-hmm. to further their agenda. We have to stop them. So this is it's unconstitutional what they're mm-hmm. doing. It's un-American. So get involved. That's my biggest thing. We, you know, we need to be heard and we need to come together. I know we're all busy. We got kids, we got jobs, we got, you know, after school sports and stuff. But you know what, folks? It's we're down to the wire now. I mean, we're really at a time that we don't have any time to waste. You cannot just sit on the sidelines.
Right. Well, what if somebody wants to reach out to you?
Oh, please just text me or call me. I love phone calls. My number is 303-815-3946. Again, I'm from Denver. Woo-woo, go Colorado. 303-815-3946. I'm getting started with this fight here in Alabama and joining forces with a lot of other parents and everything. But with my knowledge from the fight that I've already been fighting for a year, I have a lot of great strategies and we can pull this together. So if you want more information on how to help our children and stop them from being sexualized, please call or text me. Do not hesitate.
Awesome. Do we know when they're going to be voting soon?
Well, don't know when they're voting, but there is a Huntsville Library Board meeting coming up on the 21st of May at 4:00 at the main library branch. Be there.
Awesome. Thank you. So appreciate you calling in. That has been great. Thank you so much.